Hey, 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 welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. It is August 26, 2022. It is 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yes, indeed, we're going to have a great time on tonight with Madeline Riviera. Listen, let me tell you something. This show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen, visit GumbaRum online for all your rum libation needs. Listen, Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of GumbaRum. He does have two different flavors. He has natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, listen, listen. On tonight, we are going to be talking about fear, standing up against fear. Listen, listen. The host on tonight and her co-host, Maddie Riviera, is going to be sharing with you how to stand up against fear and how to encourage yourself during these times. And you know what? We really do need to be talking about fear because there is so much that is going on today. There is a lot going on. I'm telling you, and I have a lot of shows pretty much 7 days a week around here. Listen, listen, all day long. But let me tell you, when I'm doing different shows and broadcasts, of course, everybody gets breaking news. You can get breaking news all day long on your mobile device, on your laptop, your desktop, your smartphones. We all are pretty much, to me, it seems like we're being inundated, of course, with news, information. We're living in the information age, the technology age. And listen, my good friend Osa, who lives in Marietta, he was walking in Marietta. I don't know if he was going home or whatever, and he was so shocked to see a vehicle driving down the street. And there was no driver. It was a Tesla. So listen, but he was just really surprised to see the vehicle driving down the street, and the person was sitting on the back seat instead of him being behind the driving wheel just in case if anything happened. You know, he decided not to sit behind, you know, the steering wheel. He sat in the back seat, and he said he was just so surprised to see this vehicle with no driver. So, you know, so I'm like, and I said to him, I said, oh, are you serious? He says, yes, I am mad serious. So listen, you guys know all about the self-driving cars, the Tesla, but I would not trust myself to be, you know, there's nothing wrong with a Tesla. Teslas are nice, but I think you still need to be, you know, up under the steering wheel. You just never know if there will be a malfunction. And speaking of Teslas, it just so happened he was talking about that today, and then breaking news, and I think it was St. Louis. In St. Louis, they don't know what happened. It was a Tesla in an accident that got hit by a train, but they don't know what happened. They're still checking out, trying to see what happened. Listeners, so what is going on here? 2 hours ago, a woman got kicked off an Alaska Airlines flight for wearing, what was she wearing? Inappropriate outfit. I got to check that out. Let me do this right here now. Listen, so this, of course, is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. Okay, so they kicked her out because she was wearing a crop top that was deemed inappropriate. Huh? A crop top? What, was her tata showing up? You know, I got to really take a look at the whole thing there. So listen, it is Bible class night on tonight. I am going to be talking about standing up against fear, standing up against fear. Listen, and Maddie's going to be here shortly. She will be here shortly. And while I'm waiting for her, I got a little bit of music for you. This is Believe It, Believe It. Take a listen.
Like a broken pencil, pointless. I can swim in your eyes all night. You see it, believe it, hear it, know it.
All right, that is Believe. Up next is Calls Me Friend by O'Sammy. About Bible study tonight, Maddie Riviera and myself, Fierce Manson, standing up against fear. We are going to give you some Bible scriptures, and we're going to talk about encouraging yourself to fight off the spirit of fear. Listen. And one thing before I play the next song, one thing I want to mention before I play the next song is taking a break, because you know what? We do look at a lot of news. And by me doing so many different shows every single day, I see a lot of news constantly, and it's almost like, oh, my God, because it's like, you're kidding me. And the number of, you know, I am aware, and we all are aware, that there's a lot of crimes with gun. There's a lot of gun crime that's going on. And by me doing the show every day, I am even more aware and shocked at the numbers of people that is committing crimes with shooting people for no reason. And I mean, it just blows my mind. It's blowing my mind. So really, we have to take a break. I think that we as a people have to take a break from the news. We have to unplug. We got to give ourselves time to unplug. So listen, if you're constantly getting information in that's negative, because I've never heard any good news. Not really. Not really. Can you? You can count the times on your baby toes how many times we've heard some positive news. Okay, so listen, we're getting so much information in on a daily basis, and it's kind of hard when you're a person like me. I'm a news person by nature, news and politics, and so I have to make myself kind of unplug a little bit. And so when it comes to politics, I get crazy because I get over into it, over, you know, excited about it. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. And so anyway, when your background, my background is journalism, and so when you're taught these things, you know, you just cannot help but to dive in. When your thinking is journalism, when your thinking is you're finding the story, and that could be a good thing, and that can be a not so good thing, because it's kind of hard to turn that off, that you're always looking for the story. That's just what journalists do. That's what we do. We find the story, and when we find the story, we get all our little eggs in a little basket, and when we got it all together, boom, we're going to shoot you. Then not shoot you, but you know what I'm saying up in here. So listen. So listen, I do have another song that's coming up, and I do have some scriptures that's coming up as well as it relates to fear, standing up against fear. All right, so this one is Reclaim the Generation. This is what we need to do, reclaim our generation. We really do. We got to reclaim our generation. Take a listen. All right, that is Reclaim, Reclaim the Generation by yours truly. Listen, so I am talking about standing up against fear, standing up against fear. And I do want to bring some Bible scriptures. I do want to bring some scriptures. You know, and, you know, this is a friend of mine. That's on my friends list on Facebook. And I see this a lot. And you cannot help but be perplexed because a lot of people are experiencing a high level of anxiety. And when I see a friend of mine on my friends list say, I am struggling to get through today, I'm struggling to live, who wouldn't be bothered by that? Who wouldn't be bothered by that? And the person is a minister and a counselor. And, you know, and it's just like there's nobody that's exempt from fear. Hear me now. There is nobody that's exempt from fear. At some point in time, we have fear, and that's it's a true thing, it's a real thing, and it happens. It happens. We can even turn to the Bible. We can turn to the Bible. Many a times, a lot of strong men in the Bible, what did they do when God gave commandments, when God gave directions, when he told them to do something? The first thing they did was fear. They had fear. And why did they have fear? It's just like in the Bible, why would they have fear when God is there with them? Why would they have fear when God is with them? And so I can think about when Joshua and Caleb, when they rose up and they said, our God is able. Our God is well able. They didn't get, now Joshua and Caleb did not get fear. They were not afraid. They were the two that was in the camp when they went to spy out the camp, I believe that was correctly, went to spy out the camp, and they said, our God is well able. And so I'm saying that to you today. Our God is well able to do what? To keep us in these days and times. No matter what happens, no matter what we see, we got to remember to take a break, you know, from the news, take a break from information, unplug, as hard as that is. We're all working. We have to unplug and turn off the laptop, turn off the devices, turn off your smartphone. I know, you're frowning. I can see you frowning at me, but sometimes you got to turn off your smartphone, you know what, because that's information is coming in. And listen, that is a spirit of fear. Can you believe that is a spirit of fear? Listen, think about it this way. When you're watching the news and you hear horrible stories, what happens? You're shocked. You get afraid. And to me, that is a spirit of fear that's coming in. That's coming in through what? Through the news. It's coming in through the news. Now, believe it or not, one thing that I practice all the time, and I've always practiced, is having on praise and worship. Praise and worship. Let me tell you something. Praise and worship breaks down demonic forces. Praise and worship. When I sleep at night, I keep on the radio because I know it is at work for me as I sleep. Let me tell you something. When you are a leader and you're walking in kingdom places, in the spirit realm, I'm not talking about the natural realm. I'm not talking about the realm on this earth. When you are a leader in the spirit realm, let me tell you something. You will be attacked harder because you got something on the inside of you that can bust up Satan's camp. You hear what I'm saying? So listen. If you are a leader, if you are a prophet, if you are an apostle, understand me, if you are a deacon, you know, if you are heavily used in the kingdom of God, I know that you're being bombarded by Satan because you are filled with what? You're filled with the goods. You are filled with weapons. You know what I'm saying? Because you're walking in heavenly places that's up there in the spiritual realm. And what? You can help a lot of people that's going through anxiety, that's going through fear, that's going through discouragement. You know what I'm saying? And so God uses us at a level much different than a layperson. And believe me, that ain't easy. That ain't easy. And it's not something to glorify. This is not, you know, the glorify time. This is not being glorified. I am glorifying God. I am saying how God operates. We got to understand that the kingdom of God operates just like what? It operates just like a government because it is a government. Listen, help me. I'm going to help you to understand this. Help me to say this. Okay, Lord, listen. All right, Maddie, listen, I got a little carried away. I was waiting on Maddie, but she hadn't got here yet, but I got to press on and go on. So listen, the spirit realm operates just like a government. Understand this. God showed me this years and years and years ago. It is set up just like a government. The spirit realm is set up like a government. Do you understand me? Just like the kingdom of God is set up like a government, you better believe that the demons of hell have a government too. They got their imps. Listen, I may not be saying it the way they operate, but listen, you got Lucifer who was at the top of his food chain. Now listen, let me go like this. Let me go straight country hood, so you can understand what I'm saying. When I say food chain, you know what I'm saying. Lucifer is at the top of his food chain, and the way that he operates, he gives his little imps and his demons assignments to do, because guess what? In different cities, there's different assignments. There is different strongholds in different cities. You understand me? So listen, Satan, Lucifer is not like God. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. It does not work that way in the kingdom of hell. Lucifer cannot, because he is not omnipresent. Thank God he is not omnipresent. But he has a lot of demons. Okay, so he does his assignments. He assigns his demons and his devils to different people because he can't be everywhere at the same time. He's not omnipresent. So listen, in every city there is a spirit that dominates over every city. It's the city of Chicago. Okay, we got violence. And then you might say, well, there's violence everywhere, but there's a different level of violence. You have other cities like San Francisco. You got Atlanta. You got different cities. And listen, just like Satan has a spirit that's assigned to cities, God has his leaders assigned to cities, too, that is called. Let me tell you something. Years ago, God called me to pray for the nation. Let me help you to understand this. God has people to pray at different times. Listen, I was one of the soldiers that prayed 6 a.m. My feet hit the floor at 6 a.m. When God calls you to be an intercessor, you ain't asking, do I got to get up? You're getting up because it is your duty to get up and pray, to get up and pray for different nations. God had me pray over different nations, different countries, different cities, different states. And I am telling you, praying over college campuses, I am telling you this was going on every single morning for years, for a long time. So listen, I am telling you, those, you have no idea. A lot of times people do not understand. People are being prayed for. You're being prayed for, and you don't even know you're being prayed for. Because, listen, when you are anointed as a prophet or an apostle, you have eyes to see where the natural eye cannot see. And a lot of times people do not understand that. So, listen, you don't go around telling people that you got gifts on the inside and you're looking straight through them. You can't do that because people are afraid of that, and it just doesn't work that way. So let me tell you something. People, when you're standing up against fear, when you're standing up against fear, listen, let me help you to understand this. Listen. In Psalms 23 and 4. So I want you to take courage. I'm trying to help you to understand how the spirit works, how the spirit realm works, that it is set up like a government. The spirit realm is set up just like a government, just like we have a government on this earth, and that we have a president, we have a vice president. It's the same way in the spirit. Listen. God has assigned different ones for different tasks and duties. Let me tell you something. It breaks down just like this. I'm going to tell you something that I never even spoken, never talked about it ever. God gave me a vision. He showed me heaven, how organized heaven is. I am telling you, it's just like, I'm going to make this really, really simple. Thanks, God is a God of organization. God is not, of course, he's not a God of confusion. God does not cause confusion. If there's any confusion that's going on anywhere in your life, you better know that it's Satan, that it's coming from Satan. It's not coming from God. So listen, God is a God of organization. And I'm going to say this. God showed me years and years ago about organization and the way things are set up in his government and the way he has his filing system set up. Let me tell you something. God has people assigned to different tasks. Let me tell you, and it's just like a filing cabinet. You know, when you work in the office, you have a filing cabinet and everything is organized, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z, right? It is the same way in the kingdom of God. It is organized to the T. The angels have filing caps. I am telling you, each angel that's in the heavens, that's up there with God, they understand who they're working with. They understand who they're backing up because it is organized to the T. I am telling you, there is nothing out of place in the heavenly realm. There is nothing out of place. So when you think you are fearing, when you think you are afraid of something, don't be afraid because God knows exactly what is going on to the T and to the letter. So listen, you got to rest and be assured in God. Rest in God. So whatever you're going through, fear not. The first thing, fear not, because God already knows. He knows what's happening. Listen, let me tell you, he knows what's happening before you even think it. Now, God is just the way. So listen, Psalms 23 and 4 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, Woo! Even though I walk through the darkest valley, listen, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Woo! That is good stuff. That is good stuff. Now listen, Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, glory to God. I am telling you. Write these scriptures down. Write them down. And then Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Listen, so write these scriptures down. Isaiah 41:2. That's Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Psalms 23:4. Psalms 23:4. And then Psalms 27:1. Psalms 27:1. Write those scriptures down. Write them down. I am running out of time. That went fast. I got about 2 minutes left in this episode. So once again, write them down. Psalms 23:4. Psalms 27:1. And then Isaiah 41:10. So remember. Remember, God is not a God of chaos. God is not a God of confusion. And he is not a God of fear. He is not a God of fear. Watch what you, pay attention to what you're listening to. Pay attention to what you are watching. And believe me, it comes across. It comes across. Listen, Satan is really tricky. He's really tricky. So pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing, who you're around. And so listen, this is all about standing up against fear, standing up against fear. Write the scriptures down. Say them daily. Say the scriptures daily. When you find yourself maybe having a moment of fear, a moment of anxiety or discouragement, Isaiah 41:10, Psalms 23:4. We know that David wrote most of the book of Psalms, and David had to encourage himself. So listen, read the book of Psalms. David had to encourage himself. There is a lot of great, great Bible stories. So listen, I am telling you, so we are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. Even though things may come up, things will crop up. There's a lot of things that's going on, but do not fear. Do not be afraid. God knows what's happening. Listen, be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. And do not fear. So listen, I have about 50 seconds left in this episode. And wow, that was really, really explosive. So listen, I'm going to do this again, standing up against fear. Standing up against fear. I am pretty much out of time. It has been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it again tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. I have some more shows lined up for tomorrow. And listen, remember, do not fear. God is with you. Keep your faith in God. Keep your trust in God. Trust in God. So listen, when you are filled up with faith and trust in God, you won't have room and you won't have time to be full of fear. I'm telling you, you will have peace, peace, peace. And I'm telling you, listen to praise and worship. It is a good thing to listen to praise and worship. Do meditation. If you are not a person that do meditation, when it comes to fear and anxiety, meditation is a great way to lower your stress and your anxiety. And it works. It works. It works. And praise and worship. Keep that praise and worship going. Listen, I'm going to tell you something else. When you keep your music tuned to praise and worship, it will keep you filled up. It will keep your cup filled up with the joy of the Lord. And you won't have time and you won't have room for fear to try to work his way in. That's how Satan is. He tries to work his way in. If he sees just a little bitty crack, he's going to try to get in. So don't even give him a chance. Keep your praise and your worship filled up. And that's by listening to praise and worship music. All right, so I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.